This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with a maybe, kinda, sorta, I think so, return to something like normal in a key slice of the American economy. The S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index came out today, and it turns out that in August, the year-over-year increase in home prices was the lowest we've seen since the early days of this pandemic. Prices are still going up, to be clear, just less so. And in some of the hottest housing markets in the country, price growth is cooling just as the seasons change from summer to fall. You know, like it used to be in the before times. But after what the pandemic has brought to this economy, what's normal about home buying might sound kind of different than what you're used to. Marketplace's Matt Levin gets us going today.
Let's start at the beginning of your home search. You know, the fun part when you're favoriting Zillow listings with reckless abandon and not thinking about your down payment. Going forward, those listings will be much more high-tech. Aaron Stumpf is a real estate broker in Sacramento.
Now you pretty much have to have some kind of virtual media.
If you're unfamiliar, virtual tours operate like Google Maps Street View, except inside a living room. A living room that may have virtual furniture.
You can actually pay some photographers to virtually stage the house. So stage a vacant photo with furniture, and it looks pretty real.
Just like in many other industries, the pandemic accelerated technological change in real estate. Appraisals can be done remotely, documents signed electronically, which means
we'll still continue to see short escrows just because we can.
Think 21 days instead of 30, even if the market cools off someday. Daryl Fairweather is an economist at Redfin who swears the market will cool off someday. She doesn't expect concessions buyers are making now to continue forever, waiving home inspections and other contingencies, or the crazier stuff she hears from agents.
In Atlanta, there's even a practice of like giving essentially a cash gift to the sellers.
Kaylee Langston didn't have to give a cash gift to buy her first home in Northern California in June. She just had to pay $30,000 above asking. She says the pandemic housing market will have another legacy. If she ever decides to sell, she'll have high expectations.
When we sell, if we don't have multiple offers waiving everything and giving us well over the price, I'm going to say, what's going on here?
She's kidding. Kind of. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.